Hey you, I got a question for you. What are you doing in June? Specifically, the 10th to the 14th. Well, if you're wondering why I'm asking you this, it's because I've got my next Mexico retreat happening in Tulum in Mexico for 4 nights, 5 days this June. Now, this whole event will be like being my best friend because we're going to be hanging out in 5-star luxury. This retreat is all about embodiment. It's about rapid growth using transformational human design and at the same time, living in the lap of luxury. So spend 5 days with me in an intimate setting, discovering your purpose, sitting poolside, having deep conversations and connecting with like-minded people who will become your lifelong friends. And honestly, it's like being my best friend for a week. So if you're curious, it's important that you know if you join before April 22nd, you'll get 1 month free in HDX. And the next 4 people who join are going to get a free 60-minute unpack session with one of my extraordinary coaches. Sound good? Well, it really is that good. At the end of the day, I want to spend this time with you deep diving into your human design while having the greatest transformations and breakthroughs of your life. And let's be honest, probably mine too. See you in Tulum.
Hey everyone, and welcome to the Human Design Podcast with me, your host, Emma Dunwoody. I'm a qualified master coach and human behavior specialist, as well as being a qualified human design coach. And I work with clients every single day to answer the big questions. Who am I? Why am I here? And what is my purpose? I also assist them to transition from the person they think they should be to the person they really are on the inside. I teach people how to actually live their design instead of just knowing it. And if this is something that you want to do too, well, stay tuned or reach out for private coaching or Human Design Unpacks where I show you exactly how to live your design.
Hey, hey, everyone. Now, before we get into today's episode, I just want to give you some information on the next round of the Human Design Mastermind. You're just about to hear from the 8 incredible humans that have completed the first round, and you will get to hear all their incredible results, their transformations, and how they've already implemented this in their business. Now, the mastermind, the second time round, the one that is currently open for you to sign up, to enroll, this is going to actually start on the 13th of July. The doors will be shut on the 6th of July. Now, there is an early bird special that will be open for everyone up until midnight this Sunday, no matter what country you're in, okay? And that bonus is 2 free sessions with me, one-on-one, plus 2 hours with my husband, Justin, and a lot of structure and templates to help you integrate everything that you learn into your business, or in fact, just set up a new business. So what is the mastermind all about? Well, obviously it's about human design, but it's really a deep dive. As the girls in the last group kept saying, it's all the things when it comes to human design. Now, I've also brought to the party or the mastermind party a lot of the behavioral stuff that I share with all of my one-on-one clients, as well as a lot of tools for the deconditioning process. So it's going to be jam-packed of so much good stuff. Now, I want you to understand that this mastermind is going to transform your life, but it's also going to give you the power to transform other people's lives. And you will be an expert at the end of these 3 months because I will give you everything you need to confidently go out into the world and unpack not only yours, but everybody else's design. All right, everyone. I feel like I've given you all the important dates and I am so proud of this episode. I am so proud of these women and I just know you're going to get so much from it. So get your paper and pen out and take notes. Thanks everyone and enjoy the episode.
Hey, hey, everyone, and welcome to this week's podcast. Today, I'm so pumped and excited to share my mastermind team with you. We finished up this week, and as I'm recording this, it is the Friday of the last week, and to be honest, it's a little bit sad. I must admit, I shed a bit of a tear on our last call, which can only mean that this has just been such an incredible ride. So what I really wanted to do was introduce you all to them again. I want them to share a little bit of their journey, and I would love them to share and love you to hear how their lives have transformed after really living, learning, and understanding their human design. So hello, everyone, and welcome to the podcast. Yay, I'm getting lots of waves. Guys, you feel free to say hi. Yeah. Yay. Now, what I would love to start with is that obviously you guys, you all came into this came into this mastermind with something wasn't quite going your way. Something didn't feel right. Life wasn't where you wanted it to be. Now that we sit at the end of this 3 months, like how was it learning human design? How was the process of learning human design, given it's quite a complicated process? Sash?
Yes, it's complicated, but man, is it interesting. Like it is literally the rabbit holes, the detail that you can go into and the resonance that comes from it has been mind-blowing, not only for me, but I've also been doing unpacks for others and obviously sharing this journey with these incredible women and hearing their experience with human design has enriched it so much for my own experience, because not only do I feel the resonance and understand how incredible this information is, but hearing other people's experience with it allowed me to learn so much more about, you know, others as well as myself. It's been absolutely astounding. Is that a word? Astounding?
Yeah,
yes, it's a word.
Awesome. Brilliant. I love it. Who else? Dina, go for it.
I think really what the overarching thing to make it a complex thing simple for me was once we figured out the themes that kept reoccurring. So the same thing kept coming up over and over every week. And I think once I figured out what my theme in my life was, like it simplified everything about the human design, because, you know, you can take all these pieces and then you're finding the one similarity through every thread. So that for me was kind of the biggest thing, is once I got to that theme of my life, everything made sense. And so it's just simplified and given me a clear path forward in what I want to accomplish, or like what my life's path is. So, and I think definitely, like Sash said, like doing this with other people has really been helpful to see their experiences and to see how we can be similar or have the same things, but how they play out differently. It's just, that's your unique theme of your life. So that's what I would say what made it put all the pieces in place.
Oh, I love that, Dina. I so love that, because this is the thing, you know, and you've heard me talk about it so often, is that people pull apart human design and they look at one gate and they think, that's not who I am, or yeah, that's who I am. But it's not that. It's just a piece of the whole, and it is absolutely about the patterns and themes. I freaking love that. That's awesome. Who else? Jess?
Yeah, so before this whole process started, I felt like I'd lost the ability to trust my intuitive feelings. And just learning to accept myself for all the, and call them gifts instead of flaws, was something that was actually amazing for me, because, you know, you go through life and you sort of feel like, why am I like this? When in fact, it's actually, you're so unique that, you know, you need to show the world and show up for the world and give 100% of who you are and just be yourself.
Oh my God, I've got goosebumps. That's so beautifully said. And, you know, watching your journey, we have all been so gifted to be on this journey with you, Jess, just to see you evolve and to see you actually go, oh, that thing I thought was wrong is actually my superpower. And it's been such a beautiful journey to join with you on this, like just to see you completely come alive.
Yeah, it makes me so emotional to think about where I started and where I am now. So
yeah,
I can't thank everyone enough. All the beautiful people that I've met through this experience has just been absolutely amazing, and everybody has been so supportive, and it's such a safe space where we just chat and we're there for each other.
Yeah. And it's so true. I think that's part of the thing that's made it so special is it's not just the calls. It's not just the learning. It's the group and that WhatsApp group that you're all in. And, you know, we're constantly like, it's hilarious because I will often be on other calls or I'll be running another group call and my phone is like pinging away. I'm like, oh, it's just the mastermind girls. Don't worry about it. It's great. I love it. Such a beautiful team. Would anyone else like to share about the complexity of something? Emma, go for it.
Sure. So I just have so much to say about this because I feel like it has just opened so many things for me from like week one to now. And I feel like I knew that the answers were always within me, but I feel like learning human design and being a part of this mastermind with this really supportive group of women just kind of showed me that I may have been searching in the wrong places or asking the wrong questions, or, you know, like I was always asking how. And so just to be able to release myself from needing to do that, or just like learning why I'm unique or why people may come to me as a coach or in my business. Like, it was so incredible and validating to know why I am the way that I am and what others see in me too.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's it, right? I love the way you just said, you know, why people come to me. Because this is the thing that we, you know, we are so conditioned to believe that, oh my God, I need to fit myself into this box so that I can actually, you know, promote myself so that people can actually, then I can get people to come to me. No, it's totally the other way around. Like, when we are ourselves, we attract the people that want, that are correct for us. And this has totally been such a gift. And you've absolutely smashed it out of the park. Like, you've definitely really embraced human design, Em, haven't you?
Yes. And I forgot to mention too, like, I started doing unpacks, I think like week four, and this was like, you know what? I've got this. I'm just going to do it my own way. And they've evolved, but my clients have loved it. And I've received new clients who are like, I want coaching and I want you to teach me, you know, about myself through human design. So it's been so beautiful to incorporate that not only in my own life, but to give that gift to others and teach them more about themselves so they can just live more effortlessly.
Yeah. And as a coach, how's your coaching changed? Like, how do you coach people differently now that you have their human design?
100%. Honestly, the way I coach differently is I need to know their design. Like, I need to know how they're meant to live in the world. Otherwise, I may be asking them to build a routine and they may hate routine, right? Like, I need to know how they're designed so I can best support them.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. And I love that you said that because I feel like this is the thing that's been a massive game changer for me as a coach. And I can see all that, you guys can't see it, but there's all these nodding heads in my little Zoom windows. And, you know, like, especially as coaches, we are trained to, you know, condition our clients. And what's really cool is that human design means that we don't do that. You know, we're completely empowering our clients as opposed to telling them something that isn't correct for them. We're giving them the power to make their own choices, decisions. We're just giving them everything they need to know to do that. Love it. Awesome. So tell me, how is life, Joe? I would love to hear from you. How is life specifically different now after this 3-month experience?
Well, I'll try not to cry because I think with my open solar plexus, I'm taking in everyone's emotions. And I'm like, oh my gosh.
Riding the wave, yep.
All right. So when I came into human design, I just wanted it for myself, really. Just when I discovered it late last year, I found it fascinating and I had to dive in deeper because I thought, this is just amazing, looking for something to help me live more authentically. And coming into this group has been life-changing for me. As Jess was saying, building friendships that I think will last a very long time. And also, I think what I got out of this is better understanding of myself and my family. So for me, it's starting in my home and understanding my children and the dynamics of our home and the dynamics of how we relate to each other and understanding each other. I just find that there's a lot more peace and calmness and just life just flows a lot better. life just seems to flow. And it's just now I look at people and they're talking to me and I'm looking into their soul going, what time were you born? Where were you born? Let's see what type you are. Like, I can't help myself. I talk to people, it's like, what time were you born? Let's see what type you are. See if this resonates with you.
Yeah, I love that. And I love that you said that it's like, it's more ease and flow. Like, I know that you've sort of that woman that we've come to know you as this very powerful, confident, intelligent woman. And I get the feeling that a lot of your life has been like, right, I've got this. I've got this on my shoulders and away I go. And I think one of the things that I've seen really blossom in you over this time is like, oh, wow, I don't need to take on so much responsibility. I don't need to push so hard. I can actually just be me and still be powerful. And I think that's been such a beautiful thing to watch.
That's right. It's learning to let go of all the conditioning. The conditioning of I've got to do with my open root center. I've got to do the pressure to do. I've got to do this. I've got to do it. I've got to do it. And take on so many things at once and just be overwhelmed with life. And discovering, especially in my PHS, that was a mind blower for me, as you all know, learning how I digest food and digest life, you know, one thing at a time. And it's just been a blessing. It really has been a blessing in my life.
Yeah, beautiful. Thank you. Now, Michelle, I would love to hear from you how your business has changed. And I just want to give everyone out there, my listeners, a bit of an overview. Michelle is like, you know, sometimes I imagine her with a cape on, like the superwoman, like, I'm just going to do it. I'm just going to smash through. I'm going to achieve everything. So can you tell me how everything's really shifted, especially in that business of yours?
Yeah. So it's been, I think, the biggest permission slip that like I've been looking for this entire time. You mentioned before, like fitting yourself into a box and trying to, you know, chase the shiny marketing things and all of this stuff. And although I do find myself being pulled sometimes, I know why I'm pulled towards those things. And I kind of give myself time to be like, is this really what I want? Is this going to make me happy? It's allowed me to not be so hard on myself. You know, I always struggled with like, why are you this way? Like, why can't you just be like everyone else? And like, why can't it be easy? You make things so hard. And I think it's given me, again, just the permission slip to slow down and relax and know that like what's meant to come to me will, and that I don't always need to be the bull all the time. That I can relax and do the things that I love, and that I can still be successful and still have a business, you know, that serves others. So
it's been. Yeah. And I love what you just said. It's that I can be me, slow down, and still be successful. I think that there's such this myth out there that we have to hustle, you know, like hustle, hustle, hustle. And, you know, don't get me wrong, I've hustled my fair share. But, you know, you were one of the ones we saw straight out of the gates. The minute we sort of you learned enough to know that you had to stop the hustle, you know, you had a few momentary freakouts in the WhatsApp group, like, really, is this going to work? And then like almost within moments, it was like, you would not believe this. This client just turned up out of the blue. Like, do you want to talk to that a little bit?
Yeah, it's I always, you know, would hear people talk about ease and like, you know, I was like, that's not real. Like, that's not a real thing. I've never seen it happen. I've never experienced it before myself. So it was really hard for me to believe that I could, you know, garden or do the things that I love and like still be able to make money or still be able to build connections and stuff. And I fought it for a little while, but I was like, if I'm going to do this, like we're going to let it go. We're going to go all in. And literally I had messaged you saying like, are you sure this is what I should do? And you were like, yes, just like believe that it'll happen. And later on that day, or not even, it was like 30 minutes later, I had a new client in my inbox, like wanting to work one-on-one together. So crazy.
Yeah. Yeah. And I love that because it really is the universe going, see, I told you so, you know, and it's really, I mean, I know for me, my journey has been so about putting down things, you know, like putting down all this responsibility, putting down the belief that I'm the only, like I have to do everything. And, you know, when we get into our human design, it's all about the energy. It's all about getting in alignment, and the universe then can just deliver the things so much more easily, you know, so much more easily. So Carly, tell us, I know this has been such an exciting journey, and it's been, again, it's been so beautiful to watch you come out of your shell and to really see you be like, wow, that feels so much like me, and have those moments. So tell us a little bit about, you know, how is life better specifically for you after the last 3 months?
Yeah, so I definitely feel like very similar to Michelle because I run my own business as well, but always feeling like the way I was doing things just did not work. Like I was always being dragged into specific directions, the shiny strategy, putting myself in a box, just always feeling like the next high-end business coach was like going to be the answer for everything and never really accepting that like the answer is within me, like the inner work is what's required. And when I found Human Design, found you through the podcast, it just kind of blew me away. It was like, it almost seemed too good to be true. Like I was always kind of like woo curious, but I always thought that like, this was kind of too woo. Like this seems a little odd, but diving deeper into it, someone else had mentioned like how so many themes just keep coming up and coming up. And to me, that was like the science behind it. Like that just put everything into perspective and was like, you know, this really is real. Like this is legit. And this is not some spiritual stuff that I'm never going to grasp. So just noticing the themes and what was really coming up for me really led me to just accept myself. I think acceptance was like the biggest thing, and like just giving myself the permission that I have the answers within me. Like I don't need to keep seeking other business coaches, other people in the online space telling me what I need to be doing, and just feeling into it. And every time that I have done that, I've seen killer results. Like as long as I just hone in on my design and then I take inspired action, something always comes up that I've been wanting for a while.
Yeah. And I love what you just said. Like I get killer results. Like this was the biggest thing for me as well, you know, like, and I love also woo curious. That was me as well. Like totally woo curious. Like I love the idea, but the whole la la la, la oh, it's just okay, all going to be okay. Just never gelled with me. And I think that for me, it was always about the results. And I love that you said that, that every time you made the choice to get back into that alignment, that the results just turned up, you know, it's perfect. So tell me, Carly, you can start. How are you going to take your human, or how are you going to take your human design or use human design into the future?
Oh my gosh, I'm just like so excited to like bring this into my business. I'm a personal branding coach. So, you know, before even coming into this, I was teaching people how to be like their most authentic self. And I feel like human design 100% just aligns with exactly what I'm doing and is going to just bring even more epic results in my business. In my personal life, it's just every time I'm interacting with somebody, I'm just like, Joe, like, what is your birth time? Like, I have to know what your type is. And really I just have this like craving to just teach everybody, you know, more about themselves so they can accept themselves and live a more fulfilled life just as I am right now.
Yeah. Oh my God. I love it. Did everyone see how much she just lit up? Oh my God. So beautiful. I love that. Yeah. Sash, why don't you tell us, how are you going to take this forward into your life, business? How are you going to take human design forward?
Gosh, I already have, in the sense that I feel that it's so immersive. And like Carly has said, I'm exactly the same. And Joe has said, I want to teach everyone this. And I am doing a little bit of the top line teaching in my own group. And I've done some unpacks with clients. And I play a game with myself to watch someone go, oh, I wonder what you are. Oh, I think you're this. And then I'll get their birth details and I'll pop it in. I'll be like, knew it. So I'm having a lot of fun with it. But then also, like I think it was Emma or Michelle, I'm not sure who said it, being a coach and wanting to help and guide people with human design, I feel that it has such relevancy to them, so that I can help them really come into alignment, because a lot of clients seeking a coach aren't in alignment for whatever reason it is. And so this is, to me, is an incredible tool to help them from the outset. So I've done a couple of unpacks for current clients, and it's incredible to see the knowing them and having the detail to see how it aligns for them. And I've had to just be absolutely mind blown at what has come out, because the themes that we've been talking about for the last several months or years, in one case with one client. And but I've had someone reach out to do that I don't know to do an unpack, and I can't wait to feel that experience in it. So how am I going to take this forward in my coaching? I'm going to use it in every single new client that comes along, because I want them to experience what I've experienced with this. And that is all of the things that these beautiful women have said about self-acceptance and feeling more aligned and not doing the hustle. I'm a generator. I have enormous amounts of energy, but I'm not designed to hustle. I'm designed to respond. And anytime I respond to something, and responding specifically through my community, boom, everything just lights up and it feels aligned and it's amazing. So it has been the most incredible gift to do this with you, Ems, particularly because we've known each other for a long time. But not only that, to just feel that resonance. And I'm helping my children become more aligned to how they are. I'm helping my husband, anyone who I come in contact with. I'm like, let me help you be more aligned, because I know how good it is and how amazing it feels.
Yeah, and I love what you said, because it instantly makes me think of, you know, like my favorite statement. And what we're doing here is empowering people to be their own guru.
Yes.
You know, like stopping people going to everybody else. Carly said it as well, you know, like all we need to do is know how to access. Like, we know we have all the answers, but, you know, you guys have heard me say it. My listeners have heard me say it. Like, I banged my head against a wall for years. Like, how do I get at those mofos? Like, how would I get in there? And, you know, this is the thing. We are giving our clients and giving ourselves the ability to do that, to be able to go, I don't have to question myself. I can trust myself. And ultimately, you know, as a coach, you know, every single thing I learned in my 3 years of training, it all came down to one thing. And that is that we need to love and accept ourselves. That's it. So every model, every frame, everything we work on, that is the thing that we're getting to. And for me, I know that human design is the ultimate hack, you know, like it's the hack to get there fast, because here you are, you learn it and you go, oh my God, that just is true. Like, I just feel it. It resonates. It's true. And it gives you go.
Yeah. Yeah. I was just going to say that's the, I think for me, the biggest gift that human design has given me is that I felt all of this and I was aware of this. I've done a lot of self-introspection, you know, being a coach and, you know, clearing old patterns. And so what human design has given me is the language that explains how I've been feeling, the innateness that I know inside of me, but didn't really, I couldn't language it. So then I couldn't as clearly understand it. And so once you know, looked into my human design, I'm like, I know all this stuff. But I didn't know how to articulate it or how to put it together in a bundle of themes that makes sense.
Yeah, I love that. I absolutely love that. Thanks, Sash. So, Jess, how are you going to take this forward? I know it's been a big impact over the last 3 months, but what are you going to do in the future with human design?
Yeah, so I've always had a knowing that I'm here to do something that lights up my soul, just that feeling that, you know, you're here for more, like, yeah, just not that mundane. So I mean, it's such a big theme in my design to help others. Mm-hmm. And I've started manifesting some huge changes which are starting to fall into place, which is absolutely amazing. Doing a few unpacks for people. And I've started an online business to start getting into that more and doing more unpacks for people, just to help them figure out and embrace all their gifts and live that authentic life that lights up their souls the way this has lit up mine. So
beautiful.
You know, it's things that you never thought possible. So if I can help people do that, that would just be such a gift for me and just totally amazing.
So if someone told you 3 months ago, Jess, that in 3 months' time you will be starting your own business, what would you have thought?
Would have thought that would be pretty crazy. I probably didn't have the confidence back then, but I feel moving forward with all the tools that I've been given and just knowing that I am who I am. So embrace that and use my gifts to do and help people.
I love it. Absolutely brilliant. I love it. I love it. Thank you. So Dina, how are you going to take this forward into life, into business?
Yeah. So into life, I think you kind of said it, Emma, like it's all about trusting myself and trusting my authority really, and really getting in tune with that sacral, because I've always been second guessing myself throughout my career. So I think really learning to trust myself and using that to propel me forward. And then in business, I'm a real estate agent right now, but I'm transitioning into more business coaching. And like everyone else has mentioned, like using it to help my clients to their advantage, right? Because part of my big theme is, you know, struggle and figuring things out, but then also sharing that and helping others through my struggles. So that's kind of like really propelled like my whole trajectory going forward. So I'm just really looking forward to sharing it.
Yeah. And I want to ask you about those struggles. I think one of the things, and I know for me being a line three as well, like I used to feel like, oh my God, they're the worst. But how do you feel now after learning that you're just designed to be, like part of you is designed to be in the trenches? How do you feel about that now?
Yeah, I feel like I'm here to struggle so I can help other people so they don't have to struggle. So I feel like it's a tool in my toolbox that I can use and share with others. So it's really helped not feel so frustrated with the struggles that I've had.
Yeah, I love it. I totally resonate. I feel the same way. Like now I feel like, bring it on. I love a challenge. What am I going to learn? How can I share this? And, you know, and it's, again, it's just that acceptance, right? It's just accepting who we are and going, oh, wow, this is my gift. Cool. All right. And just knowing these things are our gift really does change that frame, you know, or change the way we feel about it. Who else? Joe, how are you going to take this into the future? Beautiful.
So for me, the next chapter moving forward, still doing some more diving deep because, you know, that's what I like to do.
Yeah, beautiful line one.
Line one, like to dive deep. But my next chapter is to, like Jess, get onto a online business so that I can, I guess, reach out and connect and interact with everyone so that I can have an offering to give them this gift of human design and to, you know, somehow get them to connect to themselves, to get people to connect to themselves and not have to look out of themselves to search, you know, for their sole purpose.
Yeah.
And to really bless them with this gift of human design. And for me, one step at a time, like I said, starting out on social media with a new business page, watch this space. But also I'm also thinking about doing other modalities in that space as well, like, you know, retreats and sound healing and, you know, sort of that. So there's, I'm opening opportunities because I'm a 4-1, the opportunist, those doors for opportunities to come in for possibly that down the track as well. I'd love to get into that and just combine it all. So it's not just that one modality of, yes, teaching them about how they're designed and to connect with their soul purpose, but also other, you know, it's the healing of through sound and healing of their past wounds and all that sort of stuff, and maybe connecting in a retreat. That's what I'm got in my mind, just a retreat kind of environment. I'd love that.
Yes. Oh, it sounds amazing, amazing. And, you know, the thing that instantly comes to mind when I hear that is that, you know, it's definitely this moving towards this new paradigm. Like definitely. We are in a time where we need to redesign how we do business, and we do business from the inside where you love human design and human design might be the North Star, but there's all these other things. In fact, it sounds like healing is going to be the North Star. So it's time for you to use your design to invent that business for you so that you can serve people, as opposed to you trying to go, well, I need to fit into this box over here to be an entrepreneur. Like, I love that. And mm-hmm. I think that that is what I'm going to see from all of you is this your version of entrepreneurship. And I say, freaking bring it on, people. Thanks, Jo. Emma, how are you? Well, we already know you're taking it into your business. So tell me what else. Like, what else do you see human design? How do you see human design impacting your future, your life and your business?
Yeah, I mean, I think the best way to put it is that it's just going to keep helping me grow. However that looks like, I don't even know. And I honestly don't care. I know that it's going to reveal itself to me when I'm ready or I need it or things are meant to shift. So I'm really just embracing who I am and just letting myself lead the way. And like we talked about, like my mind is just taking a backseat. Like I don't even really know where my mind is anymore. It's literally just, this is me. Like this is the, you know, more evolved version of myself.
I freaking love it because both you and Carly were like, but how? But how? Give me the how. Yes. Girls, it's fine. I'll give you the how. Give you the how. And then even on our last session or someone said, no, Carly said recently, she goes, it's so weird because now I don't need the how. Like it's, I don't need the how. And you're the same. It's like, I don't need the how anymore. And it's because you're not living from your minds. You're living from your internal guidance system, from your heart, from your soul. And it's a completely different way, a different place to be. Thanks, Ems. And Michelle, how are you going to take this forward?
So I think in my personal life too, it's really helped me a lot. So I want to continue doing that because even just the relationship with my husband, knowing his design and how we're meant to like kind of coexist and get along, that's been a huge change so far that I've, surprising, something that I you know, wasn't expecting. But I think in my business, being able to have the tool to like not just be a one size fits all, to like truly help my clients feel like they can do and be whatever they're meant to do and be, I think that's probably just the coolest part about it because so many clients come to me like at the point of like burnout and frustration, which obviously I was too. And I just want to be able to help them get out of that, you know, because I think people quit and this could be a way to just, you know, help them feel better about themselves, trust themselves and like truly like run the business that they want to, you know?
Yeah. So beautiful. You know, one of the things that I learned really early on in coaching is that so often people do quit and they quit because they think that they've tried everything. And so often I would the thing I used to say to people is it's just a little step to the left. It's just, you don't know it's there. And I feel like you're so right, Michelle, like human design is actually giving these people like the roadmap, like here's your map, just follow this. Like if you're feeling stuck, if you're feeling scared, lost, afraid, you know, you have no money, no this, no that, here's the map. And being able to, as you say, speak to people and help people as they are, not as you think they are, is so incredibly, incredibly powerful. So, ladies, I want to do one quick fire answer. I'll go around, I'll call you names, and I just want to know the top three things. I want three things, the top three things that you loved about the Mastermind. I'll give you a few seconds, think of some like thinking music. Okay. And Sash, you can go first.
I knew I was up first. gosh, only three things? Seriously? Like talk about putting this in a box. The community, obviously, the incredible, incredible women here, and obviously the learning and the depth and the whole experience of how you've created this. We do the learning and then we unpack it, has just been astounding. But most of all, it has given me answers and it's given me clarity and it's given me purpose and it's given me did you say three things?
Yeah, it's okay.
All of the things. It has been absolutely the best experience in the last 3 months. I'm so sad that it's ending, but I also know that we have a wonderful WhatsApp group where we will stay connected and share our journey, our individual's journey. So I can't keep it to three. I'm sorry, Ems.
Oh, that's okay. I loved it. Thank you so much. Joe, would you like to go next?
Okay, so three things that stood out for me. Okay, my PHS. Knowing that was mind-blowing. The friendship, definitely the friendship that we've developed, found how many of us? Eight new friendships. And also for you, you are one of the main reasons as well, Emma, because you've been amazing. No, don't give me gray. Don't give me gray.
Okay, just breathe.
Breathe. You've been really, really, stop crying, Joey. Stop it. So without you, Emma, there would not be this amazing community. So we just want to say thank you. Thank you for your time. Thank you to you and also to Justin. Got to recognize Justin in the background doing all the behind the scenes stuff. So it's because of you that you've brought us together, and it's just such a blessing. So thank you.
You are so welcome. You are so welcome. This is 100% why I am on this planet. So you are beyond welcome. Thank you so much.
Okay.
Dina, would you like to go next?
I'm just going to say ditto. The community, I think the trust in myself, and just having faith and that acceptance in myself. And yeah, the work that you do, Emma, is just, it is so helpful and empowering, and you make it so easy. So I would definitely say those are the three things. No crying for me.
Thank you so much.
Yeah.
Jess?
So for me, the life stages were massive. We looked at that at the end, and that was a big aha moment for me. Also learning to trust my inner guidance and, feeling into everything instead of using my head all the time and my mind. And also the friendships that I've made throughout this process. I mean, you can't even explain how amazing all these women are. Like, truly every single one of them has something so special to give, and watch out, world. Like, amazing.
I second that.
So much.
I totally second that. Absolutely. Thank you so much, Jess. Emma.
Sorry, I had to take myself on mute. So I wrote down my three things because I had to write them down. The first is, of course, releasing the how. I feel like that was like such a pivotal moment for me. The next is just to enjoy the journey. Like, I learned that I don't need to like rush to this end result. I can actually get there faster and more effortlessly by just enjoying the journey and being in alignment. And of course, the third is just feeling so incredibly supported and validated by this group and by you, Emma. And just, I think all of our energies coming together really made this such a special place for all of us to explore and play and grow together.
Yeah, I love that. And I totally agree. It's been such a beautiful, safe space. And all of you absolutely turned up 150%. Like, you did the vulnerability, and it was interesting at the beginning because I was a bit like, I know that us Aussies, and especially having Sash on here, I was like, I knew that there was real potential of vulnerability. And I'm like, are the Americans up for that? It's going to be interesting. But you girls were totes up for it from the get-go. And it was just brilliant. I totally love it. Michelle.
Yeah, so obviously I'll start with the community. I always just felt very like, seen and heard, and you guys always allowed me to see a different perspective. Like, when I would do the work, I would have like one thing in my head of what I thought something was, and just like hearing everyone talk and their own experiences just always would open up like new doors and new ideas. So just like being able to collaborate together just made it so much more interesting, and for me so much easier to learn from, you know, all of you. Definitely learning about my sacral like response, that was huge, knowing that like I truly have the answers. I just need to be more aware of like my own body and how I feel and like what, you know, my sacral is telling me to do, and I'll be able to make the right decision. So that was huge. And I agree with Joe. I think the PHS was really, really interesting. I don't know, just learning how I like digest life, and I don't know, that was like really kind of mind blowing, more than I thought it would be. I was like, digestion, really? And then I was like, wow, this is really cool.
Yeah, I love that, because I was the same. PHS was like, wow, I thought this was about food, man. Like, this is so much bigger than that.
Yeah.
I love it. Thank you so much. Carly?
Yeah, so of course I have to start with community too. I just feel like I've been in so many other group programs and like nothing compares to this. Like this is just amazing, just out of the park, like just such a real community. Like everyone always preaches like group programs and masterminds are community, but just having each and every single one of you inside of a chat to just respond in 5 minutes after asking a question and just giving a fresh perspective. And Emma, I literally saved, starred every single message that you sent so that I could go back and listen to it down the road. So yeah, definitely the community. The second thing is definitely the permission slip to just let things flow, and to just trust myself 100%. And then the last thing is it kind of like human design just kind of gave me that thing that I really needed to finally choose to do the inner work, because myself, and I know a lot of other people in here, have just always been addicted to what's like the magic pill, what's gonna make this work. And it's like we've always been told you got to do the inner work, but human design just kind of like gave me that ability to actually commit to doing the inner work and has helped me reduce a lot of stress and anxiety. And that's just been like the biggest thing for me.
Amazing. Oh my goodness. Thank you so much. And you know, I feel like you've all just summed it up. Like you're all in my head. This has been such an incredible experience. I've absolutely loved sharing it with all of you. Obviously we will not be strangers, and watch out, world, because these women are coming and they are here to do some incredible work and to be incredible humans and really make a difference. And let's be honest, that's what we're all here for, right? Thank you so much, ladies. Thank you for joining. And I will see you soon. Bye for now.
Thanks, everyone, for being here all the way to the end of the podcast. I hope you got lots of value out of it. I certainly had a lot of fun doing it. Could I please ask that you share this podcast with friends if you found it valuable? And also, bonus points, could you leave a review for me as well on Apple? It would be greatly appreciated. If at any point you would like to be on the podcast or you've got questions that you'd like me to discuss on the podcast, by all means, get on my socials and DM me. Everything you need is there in the show notes. Have an awesome day. Bye for now.